from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And the polls are still open today in Egypt, as if to say to seemingly reluctant voters, we're still here. Voting had to be extended because of the low turnout yesterday and Monday. TV images showed few voters at polling centers, in some cases none. Official results aren't expected until next week, but it's assumed that the military man Abdel Fattah el-Sisi will be the winner over the leftist politician Hamdine Sabahi. But el-Sisi would like some margin of approval to offset critics accusing him of a coup. The BBC's Kevin Connolly has been sampling public opinion in Cairo.
At a polling station in suburban Cairo, a platoon of military policemen is making a routine call. But the red-berated troopers and their slightly red-faced general find themselves mobbed. The general adjusts quickly to his temporary celebrity. Selfies are taken and hands are shaken. Women who like Abdel Fattah el-Sisi like the army too, and even a passing military transport helicopter gets a cheer from them. Sisi supporters are celebrating. Their man is a hero who keep them safe and make Egypt stable. His rival, Hamdine Sabahi, is treated as though his constitutional status is official runner-up. After 3 years of revolution and chaos, there is a deep-seated desire to believe in the former field marshal.
I hope Egypt will be better because our Marshal Sisi, he will support us, and we need to feel safe. And we know that Sisi will bring this stability and safety. He will save us.
Sisi, number one. He became a hero since what he has done on the 30th of June. And we all looked at him as the rescue from bad leadership of Egypt.
This is because he stepped in and booted out the Islamist president, Mohamed Morsi.
Yes.
I voted for Sisi because I think he is a man who's really, really in love with Egypt. I don't think he's in love with power. I think he really is a man who is going to try, with the help, hopefully, of the Egyptians, to get us through this bottleneck, I think.
If we had found a Sabahi supporter, of course you'd have heard from them. But not far away, we did find another, much quieter polling station where heavily armed troops outnumbered the voters in the hot late afternoon. Here we talked to the TV presenter, Shahira Amin, who said there is dissent in this new Egypt, but it might be expressed in a low turnout rather than a large anti-Sisi vote.
Turnout is important because Sisi wants to come out of these elections not just victorious but with overwhelming support. And polling booths are pretty quiet today. Turnout seems to be quite low. It's gone back to the days of Mubarak when people didn't bother to vote. They were apathetic. I don't see this election as legitimate at all. The climate of repression, the climate of exclusion, the fact that the Muslim Brotherhood has been excluded from the political process and from public life, doesn't make these elections legitimate.
And you say that as someone who's not a fan of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Absolutely. I didn't vote for Morsi. I'm glad to see the back of an Islamist regime. But at the same time, this is not democracy, with the exclusion of a sizable segment of the population.
For now, Sisi's supporters celebrate. But we wait to see the turnout figures. And then, how things turn out for Egypt.
The BBC's Kevin Connolly in Cairo. You're listening to Here and Now.